Thank you, Mr. Chair. As I've said, we would like to extend our sincere thanks to the distinguished advisory committee members for their valuable contributions and insightful highlights. Ethiopia acknowledges the transformative potentials of artificial intelligence in advancing good governance, enhanced service delivery, and driving economic development, particularly in developing countries. However, we also recognize that the widespread deployment of AI presents significant challenges, especially in the areas of governance, ethics, and human rights. These challenges include issues such as transparency, accountability, bias, privacy, and the risk of undermining democratic values. For developing countries like Ethiopia, AI offers a tremendous opportunity for leapfrog traditional infrastructure limitations and accelerate development. AI can contribute to more efficient governance, improved public service, better decision-making, and enhanced policy formulation. However, the risks associated with AI, such as algorithm bias, surveillance, systematic discrimination, and the potential erosion of civil liberties, cannot be overlooked. Furthermore, the digital divide, particularly between rural and underserved areas, creates significant disparities in access to AI technologies and their benefits, exacerbate existing inequalities. Ethiopia strongly believes that AI systems must be designed and implemented in a way that upholds the rule of law, respects human rights, and strengthens the principle of good governance. As a developing country, we emphasize the importance of ensuring that AI used to enhance democracy, fairness, and equality, and not to perpetuate existing power imbalances. We advocate for the creation of international frameworks to regulate AI usage, ensuring the systems are used inclusively, responsibly, and in alignment with global human rights standards. In addressing these issues, Ethiopia calls for global collaboration, particularly for the support of developing countries. In building the necessary infrastructure, digital capacity, and financial resources to ensure AI can be harnessed responsibly and equitably. This includes the creation of robust regulatory frameworks and independent oversight mechanisms to monitor the development and deployment of AI systems. Furthermore, we urge the international community to prioritize capacity building, improve digital infrastructure, and invest in education to bridge the digital divide, ensuring that all countries, including the most underserved, have the opportunity to benefit from AI technologies. I thank you.